Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I love it. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. God told me some time ago who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service souls. This broadcast is a way of servicing souls, of sharing with you the good news about Jesus. And I just enjoy what I do, encouraging souls. So I praise God for being here on this afternoon to share with you on today, where are God's people? Where are God's people? I didn't say where are Satan's people, but I want to know where are God's people? Where are they? Praise God. And so today we're going to be talking about that. Where are God's people? And we're talking from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 through 16. And this is, today is Recover All Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Recover all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord David went to God, and after they had taken his family and everything, and he was upset about that. Yes, he was. But he didn't get so upset that he didn't consult God. So he went to God and asked him if he should pursue. And God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. Recover all. Praise God. So it doesn't matter what we're going through. We yet need to consult God. So today we're going to talk about 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, about that very thing. But before we get into our topic on today, where are God's people, let's just stop and have a word of prayer and thank God for what he's already done, what he's doing, and what he is going to do. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are God, and you're worthy. You're our God. You're our Father, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you, God. Thank you for allowing us to have this broadcast. to encourage your people, God. Thank you for it right now, God. We ask that you would forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness right now. We ask that you would go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, go into the homes of your people where abuse is going on, God. Neglect, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and rescue your people, God. Thank you for it right now, Lord Jesus. We know that you are a healer sent from God in the name of Jesus. And you say in your word, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. You said you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, God. And with your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. And we thank you for your healing right now, God. Thank you for your word, for your word is our medicine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we're taking our dose daily. Hallelujah. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask for your anointing to teach this word on today, God, to share your word with the hearers on today, God. Where are your people, God? Where are God's people? And we praise you for it right now, God, that today, this Wednesday, that we are recovering all. Everything that the enemy has stolen from us, that we are recovering it. We're pursuing, and we are recovering all in your most holy name. And, Lord, you said if we would acknowledge it in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, God, and amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God for this broadcast on today, talking about where are God's people? Where are they? Where are God's people? Praise God. And we're talking from 2 Chronicles 7:14 through 16. And we magnify God for this time that he has given us, how that he encourages me to share his word with you. And I thank God for that. Thank God for prayer on this afternoon, for prayer is always in order. Scripture says that man ought to always pray and not faint. It's not fainting time. Go to the Lord in prayer. What is prayer except the conversation with the Lord? We can talk to him. Thank you, Lord. We can talk to the Lord. Praise God. And we don't have to worry about getting his voicemail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't have to worry about getting his secretary. Praise God. We don't have to worry about getting anything except Jesus on the line. And he will talk to us back. And then he'll go to daddy for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So prayer is always in order, in order. Let us pray. There is pray. It is praying time. So much is going on in our world around us, and we don't know where the dangers are. But God is a protector, as he say in Psalms 91. Praise God, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So even though all of these things are going on around us, we need to stay in touch with the Lord under his protection, as the 91 Psalms tell us. So praise God. And if you would like to be in prayer and you don't have anyone to pray with, well, you can come and pray with us. We are praying every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30. And you are welcome. call-in number is 515-606. Five three two nine. And the code is 634-812. And that's every morning, Monday through Friday, we are praying for the Lord asked the disciples, can't you pray for 1 hour? Well, can't you pray for 15 minutes? We're just praying 15 minutes each morning. Praise God. So join us. Join us in prayer and talk to the Lord. Praise God. Whatever your prayer request is, if you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report that you want to share with us, you are more than welcome to join us on the prayer line. Praise God. And being here on the broadcast every Wednesday, the broadcast talking about sharing the good news about the Lord. And that's one of the things that the Lord has given me to do. And then on Tuesdays, I am at the nursing home sharing with the elderly. Now, maybe you don't have anything to do and you've been looking for something to do. And if you would like to join me there, you can message me at 512-6018@yahoo.in. If you would like to join me at the nursing home and share in the ministry of encouraging the elderly people. Praise God. Now, if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager, and that's none other than Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and I will come and encourage the people where you are. I'm also an author. The Lord told me to write, and he has given me books to write. So if you would like to, if you're interested and you would like to check out my books, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can check out my books. This year, for 2019, the Lord gave me Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor. So check it out. And then he also gave me a yearly devotional for 2019, and it's on Kindle only. But you can check them out on my webpage. All right? So do that. Check them out. And let's have a good time and encourage one another in the Lord while it is yet called today. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, where are God's people? And he says, if my people, if, a preposition, if my people, the ones that say that they're called by my name, the believer, where's the believers? Where are the Christians who say they're God's people? Where are God's people which are called by his name? Christians, Christ-like. If God's people, the ones that say that they are God's people, and we do say that. So if we are, we need to, he said, if we will humble. It's four things that the Lord asks us to do. Praise God. The ones of us that say that we know him, that we are his people. Four things that the Lord asks us to do. Number one, he asks us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Humble is the way. Humble is the way. And, you know, and so we have to do it because this is what the Lord is requiring of us. He's asking us to humble ourselves. That's number one. Then the second thing that he asks us to do is to pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is always in order. And I just talked to you about prayer. And it is so important that we pray, that we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our family, that God lead out. Praise God. It's important that we pray. And so that's the second thing of the four that he has required of us to do. The third thing is seek my face. That's what the Lord says, seek my face. He says, seek him while he may be found. It's not going to always be that he's available, that we'll find him. So while he may be found now, let us seek the Lord. And over in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So God wants us to seek his kingdom, how to live in his kingdom. He wants us to do that. And, you know, there's a maintenance about our lives. Yes, when we receive Christ in our lives, there's a maintenance. We don't just receive him and that's it. There's an upkeep. I was told that what you do to get a man, you have to do to keep it. So you can't just get that man and then for the rest of the time, you just look any kind of way, dress any kind of way. No. There's an upkeep. The same with our spiritual lives. There's an upkeep. There's a maintenance. You don't buy a car, brand new car, and then you don't get the oil changed or get the plugs changed or get the tires rotated. No. If you do, you just gonna have a beautiful car outside, and it's just a shell. Nothing inside. Praise God. Everything messed up. So there's a maintenance that we have to maintain in this life. Where are God's people? We've got to maintain that maintenance, and we've got to do it through prayer, through praises, keeping a song in our hearts, through meditating on God's word. We've got to get in his word, and we've got to read his word. We've got to study God's word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because there is, praise God, there is an upkeep. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is not home. Praise God. It's not home for the Christian, for the believers. Praise God. This is not home. And so we've got to realize that and keep our focus. Bring God into everything that we do, that we say. We should be talking to him about it before we do it. So that was the third thing that we as believers and we as Christians need to do. And then he said, turn from our wicked ways. Wicked. Wicked. Is hatred wicked? Yes. Yes. We're doing evil to one another? Is that wicked? Yes. Backbiting. Is that wicked? Anything that we're doing that's not like God, that we're allowing the enemy to come in and sup with us. He didn't say let the enemy come in and sup. He said he would. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's do his word. Thank you, God. Thank you that we let him come in and sup with us. So those four things we have to do. We have to do. This is a contract. Thank you, Lord. A covenant with him. Thank you, Lord. We have a covenant with the Lord. But we've got to get rid of these things. We've got to maintain. We've got to do what it takes to maintain our belief in the Lord. Otherwise, we'll just be calling words. So we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to seek his face. And then we've got to turn from our wicked ways. Then, he said, then, what is he going to do? His part of the covenant. He told us what we need to do for our part of the covenant. Now, this is his part of the covenant, what we have to do. So he said that he would hear from heaven. He's going to talk to Daddy because he's that mediator between us and Daddy. He's going to talk to Daddy on our behalf. He's going to tell him, give us another chance. He's going to talk to Daddy for us. He already went our bond. He already died for us. So, to go to Daddy for us now. Oh, praise God. To have Jesus go to Daddy for us. What a beauty. What a friend we have in Jesus. So, this is the first thing that he said he's going to do. He's going to go to Daddy for us. He said, I will hear from heaven and will forgive. Daddy going to forgive us. There is nothing that we have done so bad that our Father will not forgive us for, except blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, talking against the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us. Daddy and Jesus have done their part. They're three, but they're yet one. Daddy, he created this world, the heavens and the earth. He spoke into being everything in this world. Then he made us. Oh, praise God. He made us in his image, his likeness. Oh, praise God. Daddy did that for us. And then Jesus came and he died for us. Because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They messed up, thank you, Lord, like we do. They messed up in the garden. So Jesus, thank you, hallelujah, told Daddy, because Daddy couldn't find nobody to go for our bond, to stand for us. And Jesus said, make me a body, and I'll go down, and I'll redeem man back to us. And Jesus did his part. And then when Jesus left, he said, I'm not going to leave you alone, but I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm going to send him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to comfort you. Thank you, God. So the Holy Spirit, we need him. We need him. He's doing his part now when we let him. when we allow him to lead, guide, and direct us. So he forgives us, the Lord. He don't hold it against us. He forgives us. And then he said after that, that he will heal our land. He's going to heal our land when we do our part, when we do the things that we need to do, when we humble ourselves, when we pray, we seek his face, and then turn from our wicked ways. Then he, Jesus, he going to talk to Daddy for us, and he will hear from heaven. Ooh, ooh. Praise God. Then he will forgive our sins. And then he's going to heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our men, our minds, our bodies, our spirits. He's going to heal us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And don't we need a healing? Yes, we do. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's going to heal our land. Praise God. If we will do those things that we are supposed to do in this covenant, but we would rather someone else would pray for us. Jesus laid the foundation, and he opened up. Yet, we want him to do ours too. Now, mine eyes shall be. We have to commit ourselves to doing the things that God has told us to do, to be obedient to the word of God and to his will. I don't know about you, but I'm working for heaven. I want to spend eternity in heaven with him. And so that's what my focus is. I'm doing the things that I need to do to go to heaven. Now, my prayer today, Lord, help us to humble ourselves, pray, seek, turn, so that Jesus can hear from our Father, forgive us, and heal us in Jesus' name. And I want to know, are you up for the challenge? Are you up for the challenge of doing the four things that the Lord asked you to do? And then I want to know, and then you can ask the question too, where are God's people? Praise God. Until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a